Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey everybody, in this episode of the Timeless After Show, we're breaking down season 2, episode 4, the Salem Witch Trial. Who gets a spell cast on them, and how easy is it to find a gun when you really need it? We're going to talk about all that and more next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Look at that.
Discussion.
Can I just say I know all the dances to this?
Yes! That's awesome!
That's amazing. Look at that.
I'm fangirling over here! It's the best!
Welcome everybody to the Timeless After Show, breaking down every episode of Timeless, airing Sunday nights on NBC. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran.
And I'm Alexis Torres.
What's up?
I'm Takira Shabray.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't let it go.
We don't need to do a show. I just want her to do this entire dance routine. I'm sorry.
I couldn't let it go. Sorry.
Takira Shabray.
As always, folks, like us on Facebook. Give us those 5 stars on iTunes for that intro alone. Give us those 5 stars. Feel free to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give it a thumbs up while you're there. And we're going to have the chat open as well. So jump in there. Share your thoughts about this episode in particular or the series in general. But before we dive into it in depth, just a quick around the horn. What everybody think?
Sorry. Okay. That sounded really awful. I liked it, but at the same time, I wanted a little bit more from it. But I enjoy that we had, he's not really a new recruit, but we have a new person that's being introduced to the group, as in, like, now they actually have to go missions together. Mm-hmm. It's kind of great and kind of awful at the same time.
I was really excited to see the Salem witch hunt as, like, a go-to period. But after the cliffhanger of Jessica still being around, I feel like I was a little let down for that because it wasn't, like, a oomph of excitement. But, you know, I like the Ben Franklin tie to the Salem witch hunt thing, but that was about it.
I wasn't expecting that. I was like, wait, what?
I mean, of course, history's been changed. Of course, we all know it as the Salem witch revolt.
Sorry, I love that.
Yes.
I will call it that from now on.
The revolt.
Yeah, the revolt.
This is the first episode this season where I was just kind of like, meh.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. And we'll get into more of those thoughts in just a moment.
Wow.
But first, I want to start off with the two of you. Let's focus on Rufus and Gia. Gia finally does what we wanted to do, to kind of share with their boo about her,
Rufus, her prophetic visions.
Rufus. Now, if you went and shared something with somebody that you cared about, and they give you the reaction that Rufus gives you, it's like, you're just like, okay, hit the bricks.
That's what sometimes makes you not want to bring it up. I mean, this happens all the time in relationships, for crying out loud. It's like,
I tell my husband all the time, I'm like, hey, I see visions and it's awful. And he's just like, well, okay.
Wow. Just all the time. Well, she speaks from example right here.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
I kind of feel like we're clearly talking about time travel. Like that's the weirdest thing that he's heard. So I was a little disappointed at Rufus, but, you know, I'm glad that she at least got it out there.
Yeah, I agree with you on that statement. When you're doing a show that's focusing on, you have a time machine right. that is going around, and if somebody tells you that they're having visions of the future, you are just immediately dismissing them. Like, no, that's insane.
Especially because he tried to do it with a joke, too, and I was just like, Rufus, my boy, what are we doing right now? You're smarter than this. You built a time machine. Yeah. You drive a time machine.
Yeah.
This is also your girlfriend. Let's be a little bit more sensitive about this.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
So I had issues with him. I also had issues with Wyatt this episode, too. So I guess I'll start off with issues about this.
Sure.
Before we go into this. So Wyatt, the whole thing we saw from last week is that Jessica is alive and well in the timeline.
I killed it.
That's right. What I do like, though, is that certainly when she died, they were kind of in a little, they ended on an argument. Their relationship was kind of, who knows that what state it was rocky, but they didn't part on the best of terms when she died. And so now we see it back, 6 years have passed, and we see that if she hadn't died, they're probably the relationship still would have been kind of rocky.
Yeah.
Right.
To the point where now, I mean, it's months before they see each other. Which I kind of like this series in the sense where the people, the future is changing for the people. But for our main core cast, whoever's in the lifeboat, they are, they don't understand what has changed. So there's these 6 years that for Wyatt, he does not know what has happened with his relationship. And he's got to figure out, like, wow, did everything just keep going downhill?
I'm a horrible person, probably an alcoholic. Like, that's
strange. It was so crazy to listen to, like, what their problems were since we didn't really know anything about Jessica in the beginning. So I found it very, very interesting. But I also, when she pulled out those divorce papers, I was like, oh, so that's how it's going to go. Like, because the fact that we might not be able to keep Jessica for the entire season, not like because of the fact that like she'll die, but you have to like dismiss her some way, and I feel like that divorce papers is like her way out. But then they brought her into the bunker, and I was like,
I don't.
What?
No.
What? Why would you do this? Mm. Now she's actually gonna die because you're pulling her into danger.
I don't think so. I think she is a Rittenhouse all the way.
You think so?
I think so.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh my God. I do. I think she is Rittenhouse all the way. I think those papers were just to build something into him. I think she's definitely Rittenhouse. And
he just brought her into the bunker and showed her everything.
Exactly.
No!
I was like, stop. I know you love her, but as soon as he was like, oh, you don't believe me? I was like, Lord, please don't take her to the bunker. And it's exactly what he did. And it's just like letting the enemy on into your plan. Like, hey, this is what our plan is. So I do. I think she's Rittenhouse. And I found that it was strange that she hadn't seen him in 2 months, but she mentioned, oh, these weird jobs, you know, all of this.
All the whispering.
I think that's kind of, like, strange.
No, it's...
Like, 2 months, she hasn't seen him in 2 months, but how long had it been, and this is a real question, how long had it been since they jumped previously? Do you guys remember?
From the last episode, you mean?
Right.
Hasn't it only been, like... a day?
Yeah, because he got that text.
And then he
just
left.
When back with Lucy,
Okay, that was the question that came to mind. I'm like,
How much time has passed?
What I did like about that is in the sense where you think it was such a goal for Wyatt last season to be able to rescue his wife, prevent her from being killed, that you imagine that his idea in his head, like, oh my gosh, if I stop that, she's going to come back and everything's going to be perfect. Mm. And I did at least like the twist that, sure, she's alive. We don't know exactly how it's exactly happened, but she's alive. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everything is perfect still.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not perfect at all.
We do find out, though, when Lucy says, hey, guess what? Wyatt's wife's still alive. Rufus realizes that the mothership, during their last adventure, had taken off for a brief trip into 1980 and had done something in San Diego.
That's so strange.
Mm. Okay, now I'm definitely jumping on board for sure, because I'm like, well, she could be a sleeper agent because they brought her back.
I think she's a sleeper agent all the way.
Oh, do you? Because they also
son.
They throw the theory that it's like not necessarily maybe made a sleeper agent, but at least it's something to confuse a member of the team with Wyatt not wanting to be on the team.
Yeah.
Maybe that disrupts it.
Still definitely part
good,
of the plan.
I mean, that was a good, I think Rufus mentioned that. I think that's definitely a good plan. I mean, either way, she is, you know, a pivotal piece to completely destroy their plan. But I think what Rufus said in the episode is pretty realistic.
Yeah.
It's the safe way out, but what about Rittenhouse is the easy and safe way out kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to dive in a little bit about Wyatt, too, because like everybody's been making sacrifices to be in this bunker as they're hiding out from Rittenhouse. And I feel that Wyatt seems like he is above.
He just left. He just walked out and was just like, I'm going to go find my wife.
Right. And brings another family member into the mix.
That's
a little... He should be voted off the island.
Yeah, I agree. Just pull out the paper.
Right.
They also did something that was one of my... I think I'm really burned out on this trope. When something miraculous happens in front of somebody that isn't aware of his existence, and they're holding something, that they always drop it.
I forgot about that.
As soon as she's holding that, I was like, she's going to drop it.
Okay. You know what I wanted? I wanted her just to, like, down it. Like, like oh my god, realization. But yeah, when I was like, oh, we're gonna have a dramatic glass shattering moment because she shattered her world. Yeah,
great. I love the and the whole Beyonce fan thing gets me every time. It's just like, hilarious.
I would love to be that intern who's like, and go.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I did exactly. It. It looked fabulous, honey.
So, you know, of course, it just comes at the worst time for Lucy and Wyatt because they had had this great little romantic rendezvous back in the past, and now they come to present day, and of course, his wife comes back into the picture.
Yeah, we all knew this was coming. I mean, I'm also proud of Lucy that she wasn't just like, well, what about us? Because that's not how she is. I love that she was just kind of like, no, you've been looking for your wife for so long, even though she's like dying on the inside. She's like, no, do you? And I didn't like the fact that she was like, yeah, you just go, we'll handle it. And I was like, no. There's a reason why he's here. Yeah. Just tell him to come back and he can just go talk to his wife after the mission.
Right.
What? And so, but obviously it made sense because now we have Flynn on our team and I was like, I don't like this.
I don't know. Lucy's kind of getting a little ruthless. She'd probably be like, oops, I killed this bird. Jessica's no longer here. Like, you know.
Just hit the one button.
Right? That one word. That, oops.
I slipped.
But that's really funny. I think Lucy, we have definitely seen another side of her. Like, we definitely see her strength. The fact that she, I know at one point we were kind of testing her loyalty to the team, I guess the right side of history team.
Yes.
But the fact that she said that she'd rather be hanged than go with her mom, like, that's kind of, I mean, we got confirmation on her loyalty there.
That's true.
That was a clutch pearls moment for me. I was like,
it's like, wow.
Oh, you, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was big.
Okay.
So, we learned our thoughts about cheesy science fiction tropes or, and you know, what do you do if you prove your loyalty. But you know what? If you want to have fun, learn and grow in all aspects of life, you know what? We have a podcast just for you. And that's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, created by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops on iTunes every single Friday. Conversations with Maria Menounos has celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you never had. So you know what you can do? You can go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. That's how much we love you. It's free. And when you do, let her know it was the ABTV Timeless team that got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
Stuff. What time do you think, like, what time period do you think Maria would go to if she had a moment?
Oh, I don't know. That's tough,
right?
Yeah.
I see her as, like, the moment of, like, some pivotal point of, like, women and talking about like their rights or health, like the first moment that maybe an X-ray machine was found. Like,
ooh, that'd be kinda, cool. I mean, we got to see that. Well, not the first moment, but we got to see about the X-ray machine back in the day. I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I had to see Andre the Giant wrestle.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I'm just brown-nosing right there.
Yeah. Okay. You know.
Hey.
All right, let's get into the mission at hand. And this is that there is an incident happening in the Salem Witch Trials. There's some hang-ins going on.
So cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And I love that they brought up the fact that it wasn't, like, being burned. Like, that was just a thing that was fabricated. Like, they were being hanged. And I love that because I remember learning about that in school going, oh, I definitely thought it was, okay, cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That was dope.
What has intrigued the both of you about just the Salem Witch Trials in general? With growing up in school or hearing about it, what has always kind of fascinated you about that subject?
Yeah. For me, it had, well, first of all, I love Hocus Pocus, but, you know, even though that's completely the opposite of what this is about. I think I was drawn to it because it's a moment when people were afraid of the unknown and they reacted so quickly to the unknown. And I think they didn't really give it time to have a proper trial or to really, you know, get to know the reason behind all these things. So I think that's what was so intriguing to me because I was so interested to know how people felt after they realized that, you know, those women weren't witches. And, you know, how did that feel? Like, what did they, you know, what did it start? Mm-hmm. So that's what was so fascinating to me.
Mine, for me, what's fascinating is the reasons why they killed all these women, like the actual reasonings, like how we went through most of the women in the cell, of like, oh, she was, you know, talking to her, she was, you know, speaking tongues and doing all these things. No, she was just talking to the birds. Like, she's very eccentric, like what you said. So I liked that, or the fact that this girl or one of the women was like putting pins in a doll, and she's just like, I like dolls.
I don't know.
A little weird. But
that's a little strange.
That was a little strange. But at least, but in my head, I'm like, maybe she was, you know, maybe she liked to sew. Because I know that with my grandmother, she has a pincushion, but it looks like a doll. So she puts all of her needles in there so that she can pull them out to sew stuff.
Okay. Or she's making the dolls. Because back in the day, I take that.
Yeah, you never know. It can be one or the other. But yes, I was with you. I was kind of like,
I promise I wouldn't be that weirdo.
She's clearly a voodoo person. We should just point that out there. She's weird. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was just very interesting to see how you can pick and choose what's weird and what isn't, right. And not even, yeah. You know, have a rational thought of like, why is she talking just into the void? You know, why would she be doing that? Oh, she wants to talk to the birds. It's a little strange, but she's not hurting anybody. Okay,
and
continue.
It can be that we don't know anything about medical history, schizophrenia, or, you know.
Yeah, you'd never know what's happening, and I thought that's what they were going to say, like, that she had, like, a split person. Yeah, some sort of medical condition that she's not all right, or maybe she was dropped on her head, something like that. I mean, it didn't have to be that drastic. I like that it was just her talking to the birds, because she's just eccentric. But I think the one pivotal moment in the episode was where this... when they said that this woman made this one girl blind, and it was like, she was 12 years old. She was just, she had an imagination, and it's just crazy how, like, a lot of, at least back in the day, like, some people wouldn't listen to children, but then some listened to them so much that someone could get in trouble for it. Like, it's, the spectrum is so large. So it was just, it's just interesting to me how quick and how, what their reasoning was to kill these women just out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was just like, if you are different,
period.
You don't like it.
Yeah.
It's not just enough for you to just be sent away. We must.
Yeah, you have to die. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy how it goes from point A to point Z so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we do find out, though, that a particular person's mother is sadly going to be hanged in this timeline, and we've got to prevent that. And that is good old Abby Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a cool little fact. As we were mentioned before, that was a nice little twist.
I was not expecting that. I thought when she said Abby Franklin, in my head, I was like, oh no, another descendant of our team. And I was like, great, that's just great. Now we have to save her too. Because she wasn't really like saying anything, but she looked worried enough that I thought it was like a family member.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great, now we have to go save her too.
All right.
Now that comes as a surprise, because beforehand they realize that we have to go back, but we don't have Wyatt with us because he's dealing with Jessica. But you know, Agent Christopher's like, you know, we're not sending you back, just the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You need some muscle as well. And we've had good old Garcia Flynn just chilling,
just in the right place at the right time.
I'm just sitting here. I could just go.
In this episode, for me, it clearly notated that. He is, it's not just about his family anymore. Like, he literally loves the blood. I mean, he said a bloodbath was his preferred method.
Yeah.
It's not just about saving his family anymore. So I think that's just kind of a sign that he might not be able to be trusted the whole way.
I don't know. I
just think he's just not all there anymore.
Maybe.
Well, after all the time traveling and the fact of him just killing because he was on a rage.
That's true.
Like, rampage, you know?
Yeah. I just like the fact that he was just constantly pursuing, trying to find a firearm. I need to find a firearm. What can I do?
He was so angry about it,
too. To get one.
Oh, it's so funny to me.
You're telling me you don't have one? Get out of here. What's going on? I do like that Rufus isn't going to trust him with that. And I do like a little smack talk between the lifeboat being so cramped.
Yeah.
As opposed to the mothership.
I'm sorry that, you know, you stole the mothership and we had to be stuck with, you know, the beta. I'm sorry. Like, what? How is that our fault?
Right. That was pretty funny.
How, because we've seen it.
What a jerk.
We saw last season where Wyatt was taken out of commission and we had a replacement for him who didn't fare so well in their particular mission.
I liked him.
He was.
I did too.
Yes, he was.
How do you like the dynamic having Garcia Flynn in the mix?
It's kind of nice, but I agree. I agree where it's kind of like, he's kind of a psychopath. I really think he shouldn't be on the team.
And Lucy enables the heck out of him.
Oh, it's so like, bad.
She's like,
so
forget bad. A Rittenhouse agent to activate. I got Flynn to activate. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, I love the look that she gave him whenever she was like, do your thing.
Yeah. I love how she like turned around to you in the house. She was just like,
She was like, I'm not going to watch, but do your thing.
But do your thing.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
That was pretty funny.
There was, and I wish ridiculous. I could remember the line, but he throws a little shade at Rufus and, Lucy just turns around and just raises her eyebrow just for a second. Just that one comment. And I love that reaction there. I was like, all right, Abigail Spencer, really nice eyebrow acting in that particular scene.
I like it.
She's good. So we do find out that Abby Franklin is going to be hung as being a witch. And so we got to figure out, like, who set up Abby Franklin? That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Who's the Rittenhouse agent? Who could it be? And we, as you mentioned, we try to strong arm a judge because Gia has told Rufus that I see you holding a gun and killing a man that has a scar on the left side of his face.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
I have thoughts.
Lay it on us.
We talked about how Gia telling people her visions is great, but also can be harmful because of the fact that it's going to get in people's heads. Yep. Now, I said this on episode one, that this is going to rock Rufus and Gia's relationship, period. Yep. Because, one, Rufus is a smart guy, but he's also a paranoid SOB.
Yeah.
So, when things are, when he knows something that might happen, and he has to execute it either away from it or towards it, he's just not the best person for it. Sorry, Malcolm. Rufus is awful at that. Just awful.
Well, all right, so put yourself in this old position. You've got Gia that's having these visions of the future. Do you share them, or does it become like by sharing it with us, you're going to drive us towards something that, and you're going to make that vision happen?
No, I think she should share them. Yeah. I just feel like Rufus needs to take it little by little. Don't just like think about it the entire time and immediately jump into it like how he did in this episode. It's kind of like just keep an eye on him, because if you just assume, because we all, the audience knows this, that when you have visions like that, you only see increments, you never see the full big picture. So if you decide to just go guns blazing, literally someone's gonna get hurt. So I feel like you should just pin it, put it in the back of your head, and then continue your mission. That's just me though. That's me being nitpicky as a time traveling
And in her vision, the gun went off, but obviously he didn't shoot him, so it's kind of like just because you can tell the future doesn't necessarily mean you can change it.
Yeah.
So kind of, I mean, obviously, I don't think I'm the only one that fate versus free will thing kind of came up. I think that's what the writer's intentions were.
Yeah, it's it's not set in stone.
Well, clearly. Just jumped to the past.
And especially like how it was cut too. Like you see the guns drawn, you hear the gunshot, but then you see him fall over and that's pretty much it. But we got the beginning and the end.
Exactly.
So the middle was muddled because we didn't actually see the gun go off. We just heard it. So it could have just, big picture.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess the thing is, like, even if you try to make us try to deliberately change what you know is your future, it feels like time has a way of like, no. This person may not die by getting shot, but we'll run him over with a horse.
Right.
That's like awesome.
That Final Destination. I love those movies. It's like the Final Destination type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
the more you try to mess with it, it's just going to come true either way. Just not the way that you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how easy would it have been just to get shot versus being trampled by a horse? I mean, that's horrible.
I feel like if you just got shot, that's like one and done. You have to actually feel that.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, was anyone else anticipating that? Because that took me off guard. That cart just showed up, and I was just like, is he dead?
Exactly.
I was so confused. I was just like,
heart skipped the beat a little bit, but like, what? Yeah, it's tough.
Then I wonder, how does Gia and the team handle her visions? Because if you try to change them, the actions in the moment may change, but still the results may not.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I mean, you can try. It's kind of like what they're doing with just time travel in general, of them trying to either A, try to find a different, not situation, but a different result, even though they know that this is what they're trying to do, or Rittenhouse is trying to do, so they're trying to either completely persuade them or just find a different solution for them. So for them, they can be like, okay, this is what she saw. Maybe we can change it or at least try to find a different way to kind of work around it. But I also feel like them trying to also change it is not, it's not really going to do anything until, obviously, we get that one vision where one of the team dies and they're going to have to do everything in their power to keep him from not dying in some way, shape, and form. But I feel like it'll just be him getting hurt and it'll look like they're dying kind of vision. And then they're going to be like, Gia, no, seriously, you're killing me with these visions. You're doing too much.
Well, so another character that's also having a vision is our good old great-grandpa, Nicholas.
This guy.
Head of Rittenhouse.
Good old Saint Nick.
Basically saying, you know what, Jessica, Abby's mom, not Abby's mom, Lucy's mom, Abigail Spencer.
Yeah, yeah.
For Lucy's mom saying, you know what, you're not getting the job done. Maybe you're too close. Maybe we need to send somebody else to make this our business.
Yo, the looks that we were getting between Father Time and Ginger McGree over there was like, I was just like, Mom, really? You're not going to notice these exchanging looks that are happening?
Exactly.
Like, it's not even discreet. Like, they're literally just like, there's like nods happening. And I'm just like,
all right.
Yeah. What?
Right now, what do you think? Are they hooking up right now at this moment?
Not hooking up, but definitely plotting, clearly, you know? But if they are, yeah, good for you.
Why not?
Because we see Nicholas, he's just... Yeah, that was a Jeopardy question right there.
Jeopardy question.
How much do I need to bet? I wager on this answer.
I would like to say boinking for 400.
We see Nicholas just really kicking butt on that that air cycle there.
Yo. I also love he went through a drive-thru for the first time. Yes. It's like, you know how long it took me to get this food? 4 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, welcome to our world.
That's true.
We did that today.
But when he says, you know, I hate this machine.
Yeah.
And good old Ginger McGree, she's just sitting on the couch going, then we'll get rid of it right now.
See, that was like right there. Mom, what are you doing? Look, she was like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, that was against your own wit. What?
Yeah.
Lucy's mom, the looks on her face, I feel like she's realizing she's made
being
the wrong
out.
Call.
Right? Yeah.
I think she's made the wrong decision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she's regretting it, or do you think like she thinks there's still a way to salvage this?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think she's regretting it, but I think she still has hope that maybe they're, like you said, it's still salvageable. So
I don't know.
I think she's just gonna go to the other side, and I think it's just gonna be, you know,
I don't think
the mom.
I think she's gonna try to go to the other side, but something bad's gonna happen to her.
No,
not killed, but definitely captured.
I don't know why not. That's tough.
I mean, yeah.
I could see her not making it through the season.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
she... Man, Lucy needs a break, yo. She lost her sister. She lost her... Well, dad, kind of. Her mom's with Rittenhouse. She lost Wyatt. Like, I just... Give her a win, yo.
Speaking of Lucy's father, we haven't really seen him at all this season yet.
Yeah, that's why I was like, he's kind of gone, question mark.
Yeah, he was so dialed into Rittenhouse to now just, we haven't seen hide nor hair of him so far this season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I would hope that he's going to come back, because he seemed pretty well connected inside Rittenhouse, but who knows what his story is going to be.
I don't know.
But I could feel like Lucy's mom making a sacrifice to try to save her daughter. It's tough to like let your daughter be deliberately killed.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I was surprised that they didn't go, yeah, you're messing up all of our stuff, so we're just going to keep you in this, like, I don't know, jail cell or something like that while we take care of business. They kind of just were like, no, we're just taking it out of your hands, and then just kind of moved on. Yeah. I was like, I feel like that's not a good idea, because now she's definitely going to help her daughter behind your back.
Yeah, pretty
much. Because you're not listening to her anymore.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely getting boxed out. But you know who we're not boxing out? We're not boxing out the fans.
No.
Yeah. That's right. No. We like to do some fan shout-outs here on the Thomas After Show.
Absolutely.
Fan of the week!
And Takira's got some shout-outs.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Our live chat is going crazy, by the way, with some theories.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring those up. But our clock blocker fan of the week...
Yeah,
is Joyful Kia.
Hey.
So... She just She went on her tangent. Thank you so much, girlfriend. But some of the things that I want to point out for her is this whole Jessica situation. Mm-hmm. So she did say Jessica will be very likable, but I think she could be connected to Rittenhouse.
Like you said.
But ultimately, something will prompt Wyatt to realize that he loves Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have to suffer with this weird storyline until that point. But overall, great episode. So I love that theory. So, yes, our clock blocker fan of the week.
Nice. I like that theory.
I am curious because they've made such a big deal about only having 10 episodes this season and not wanting to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
I am hoping that this Wyatt Jessica thing is not something that's dragged out for very long.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do, it'll be like second to last episode probably.
Like, I think it'll be like... Next episode, we'll get a little bit more confirmation where more people, more fans watching will be like, oh, yeah, she's so here for that reason. All right. Then the episode after that, we're like, Oh, yep, there it is. Oh. The official confirmation. So I think within the next couple of episodes.
All right. I'm gonna say second to last.
Second really? To last.
Yeah. Where are we in right now? Four?
Yeah, this is four.
Oh, okay. Four, so maybe like seven.
Four or three?
Four.
Four, yeah.
Four? Wow.
So I six
think
more.
Like seven.
So you think four more episodes? Oh, if it goes four more, I'm going
to
be sad.
No, but I feel like it's going to be one of those where, like, she's going to be like, oh, I have to go to the bar or something, and then we're just going to focus on the group, and then she'll come back, like, into the story somehow, and then that's when we'll deal with her thing. Like, she's not going to be in every episode is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She'll just be in the background, and then she'll come back for whatever reason.
I think she's such a big part, so I can kind of see that happening.
Yeah. I feel like they're like, okay, we have other fish to fry, but also you're still there. We just won't be pertaining to you at this moment.
That does make me think, though, as I mentioned, that they wanted to make sure that they really moved the story this season. Do you feel so far, four episodes in, that the story is kind of moving at a more accelerated pace than it did last season?
Definitely.
Yeah. I feel like...
I love it.
Okay.
Because last season, I was like, okay, enough with Garcia Flynn already. Like, I got tired of chasing him. I wanted more. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that's going faster, even though this one was kind of... You know,
yeah, no, I agree with you, because the fact that I feel like we have more of an arc with a lot of our with a lot of our characters, instead of it being like our arc is intertwined with Garcia Flynn, like we're having solo things. Like Rufus now has to deal with the fact that Gia's having visions and how to deal with that and their relationship, and then you've got Lucy just trying her best at this point because her life is just like crumbling around her, this poor woman. And then we have Wyatt now with the same exact plot since last season. Except now it's like, oh, I don't have a dead wife, but I have to deal with a divorced wife, kind of. Yeah. So, I don't know. That was really sad, but you know what I mean? Like, it just, now that she's alive, like, now I have to deal with trying to save my marriage? Question mark.
I think he's going to choose Lucy over her all day.
Yeah. Or he might have to.
Yeah, true. That's true.
I don't think you ship him this hard to then all of a sudden go like, nah, guess what?
I don't know, man. Timeless writers are just like, hey! Think again! We got you!
Right.
So, I mean, this episode, I'm still on the fence how I feel about it. It's a nice hook having the Rittenhouse agents, the sleeper agents, because that makes it not always be like a Garcia Flynn and he always gets away at the end of the episode.
Right.
But in a sense, then that also becomes its own sort of kind of trope.
Right.
Every episode we got to figure out who's the Rittenhouse sleeper agent.
Who is it?
Yeah, exactly.
And we don't necessarily figure out who it is this episode.
No.
We had suspected the judge, but we never got confirmation like, oh, no, this was the real Rittenhouse.
No. The mom said that there was none in this time period. Yeah. It was a test because she wanted to go back and.
Well, it was a job for her to get rid of Lucy.
Yeah.
Because
they were going to kill, which I still to this day don't understand how that would work. If you kill Lucy, who else? Like, well, no, never mind. She's the tail end of that generation. Okay.
Yeah.
Change of thought. Sorry.
That's why her mom's trying to push so hard to keep her alive, because she is literally the end of the line.
You're right.
That seems kind of short-sighted by Nicholas's stance. Like, why would you want to stop your bloodline?
Because he's being persuaded by Lady.
Ginger. Yes.
Yeah.
Although, that's not to say that, I mean, he's a young man. He could just start his own new bloodline again.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
with Ginger?
Yeah. You could start, let's start making new kids and reestablish my new bloodline.
I mean, she is a wonderful lady, just in general. But, like, I'm also she's just like, oh, I hate her. Her character. The actress is great.
Yeah.
That's why I hate her so much, is because she's playing the character really well. But also, they'd have pretty good kids. Evil little offspring. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. I am looking forward to seeing Nicholas get more hands-on. Mm-hmm. Because, like, acclimating in a room to,
A millionaire.
Getting used to, to 2018 more life. I'm like, okay, got it. Let's see, do something.
Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
And speaking of that, I guess that's a nice segue into predictions.
Predictions.
Yeah.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think I kind of gave a few of mine during the show. But, I did. So, how about it? I'll recap, but...
I'm trying to think of new stuff. I definitely think Jessica definitely isn't going to make it throughout the season, whenever that will actually happen. But I do agree with you that I changed my prediction now to definitely that she is part of Rittenhouse, either in some way or the fact that she's just a pawn and doesn't know it, unfortunately. Mm. And then...
Does she not have to make it to be satisfying to you, or could it just be like, Wyatt, we weren't working. I mean, I just have to go, and she's alive, well, but she's no longer part of.
Well, that's
life.
What I'm saying. If no. they, if we went with the divorce story, I would be like, okay, this is how you, they, this is how we get rid of her in order without killing her, in order to keep the Lucy Wyatt ship to continue sailing harbor. I get that, but at the same time, I feel like if you're going to talk about this character for a whole season, bring her back for the second season. And then just send her off. I feel like it's kind of short-sighted. You should probably give her a send-off in some way, shape, and form. I don't know. I mean, either way, Jessica, to me, is not very important. It's mostly just the missions and things like that. But I definitely think that Gia and Rufus are going to be hitting some hard waters for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be just become a problem, just her visions in general or her health at the same time.
Well, it seems like her health is... I feel like we can take that off the table after her results... From the last episode?
No, I know, but I mean the fact that when she has visions, she starts to, seize up. I mean, sure, she's perfectly healthy, but I don't know how long that's going to last. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still worried about, oh my gosh, what's our scientist's name? Why can't I remember it?
Agent, what's
Connor Mason?
Yes, thank you. Oh. I'm still worried about him in the background, because like he's great and all, but I feel like he's also been pushed, I think he's been poked and prodded a little too much that he might... turn not to Rittenhouse, but he might just do something stupid that could get Rittenhouse into the full of things. I don't know.
That's true.
It does feel like if you're looking at like just like Connor Mason, even Agent Christopher to a lesser extent. Mm-hmm. I feel like we had some meatier scenes with them last season.
Yes.
Right.
And this time, other than Agent Christopher saying no.
Wag,
yeah. And Connor Mason just pumping up occasionally, like,
I don't know. He has a new fan. Jessica's like, oh my God, Connor Mason.
I was like, okay.
I'm like, oh, there's his little light. There's his popping on up. But I think my prediction kind of just in general is just wrapped around Jessica. I think that she is a ridiculously big part of coming back. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to see what the heck happened in September of 1980.
Yeah, because that was when she was murdered, right?
No.
Oh, no, that was
really old.
Sorry, I heard 90, and I was like, wait.
Yeah,
so I thought like it was like a little bit earlier
to me for some reason. I don't know, like I was thinking like who was born around that
the killer
time.
Maybe
right
yeah,
exactly
the murderer.
Because we know, but I'm interested there, so I'm definitely seeing some Rittenhouse connections,
something.
It's she's gonna maybe find out about Lucy and then that recap, maybe if she doesn't know about herself being Rittenhouse, like you said, she is kind of just an unknown
about
pawn,
Lucy. Yeah.
Then maybe she'll find out about Lucy and go ape crap and figure out how she can get on the opposite side. Yeah. And
I feel like just knowing that time travel exists should be enough for her to be like, I don't know what you're involved in. I think I'm out. Don't involve me. The reason I was trying to get away from you was because I didn't want to be in your life anymore. Now you're pulling me back in with all this crap, and I don't want to be a part of it.
What if she just stole the time machine?
Because she's part of Rittenhouse. There you go.
So, but if somebody that you kind of had a relationship with, and they came up to you and said, I know we've been kind of distant, but you know what? Let me tell you what's really going on. I got a time machine. Would you be like... No, I gotta tap out.
No, of course not.
This is too bonkers.
No, of course not. I'm talking about TV, Jessica, right now. Because I feel like there's a lot of TV shows that will do that, where obviously in the beginning they'll be like, nope, I don't want any part of this. This is weird. I just want to go back to my bar and bartend and just live my little tiny life in my little tiny town. That kind of thing, you know? But then eventually she would come back and be like, okay, this is actually pretty cool. I want to help you.
So TV Jessica kind of, real life Alexis saying,
Oh, yeah. If I found out that my husband has been gone for 2 months or whatever because he was time traveling, I would be like, okay, so how do I get involved?
Right.
Help?
Like, can I just see
I just want to hang out.
Right.
Just want to hang out around the lab.
I love that. Bring me souvenirs. The writers are getting a little bit more creative in their details and their writing and their connection to history, too. So
I agree.
I hope that continues in next episodes. Mm-hmm. It's another part of our
project. One beat that I did like, though, is at the end of the episode when they come back, the lifeboat comes back, and we see Lucy get out, and Wyatt comes up to help her, and then Flynn comes out, and they kind of puts the arm around the shoulder.
That was ridiculous. Like, just like, hi.
I'll be escorting her.
You
now.
You weren't missed.
I
was just like, okay.
He did kind of slide the whole, oh, this is my wife. We're from old, not old school church. Old South Church.
Yeah,
my apologies.
In
old
Boston.
South Church.
Yeah.
Which, if you didn't know, that's really kind of a nice point here, is that's where Ben Franklin's parents were married. Really?
Yeah, the Old South Church. And that's also where, I guess Paul Revere used to light the lanterns, like the one
that's
the
so saying, cool.
Like one for land, two by sea or something, to let the people know.
Yeah.
Little point of history, little small fact
I
there.
Like but, that.
The kid dropping some knowledge.
Get it, girl. That's awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up this episode of the Timeless After Show, but you know what? You can do. You can like us on Facebook. You can give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give us a thumbs up there. And thanks, everybody, for hopping in the chat. Of course, you want to be that clock blocker of the week for next week. You know what you got to do. You got to just do something really cool. Follow us on social media. And if you want to continue the conversation with us, Takira, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram and newly to Twitter at Takira_Shabrate. And I love to read the YouTube comments and comment below, so you can find me there.
And you guys can find me all over social media at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. If you love Supernatural and watched last week's episode, come join us, because that's what we're going to be recapping before you guys watch the new episode tomorrow.
Oh, how convenient.
Yeah, nice. Just a little fresh recap.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at HappyGoJackie. Folks, that's going to do for this episode of the Timeless After Show, but we'll be back here next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time, with another new episode right here on AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Well,